This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military Thursday said it was conducting an operation inside the main hospital in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, while Gaza health officials said Israeli fire killed one person and wounded several others at the site. At a briefing in Tel Aviv Thursday, Israeli chief military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said Israel had strong reason to believe the hospital was in a Hamas stronghold.
We have credible intelligence from a number of sources, including from released hostages, indicating that Hamas held hostages at the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, and that there may be bodies of our hostages in the Nasser Hospital facility.
Citing evidence found at other Gaza hospitals, the spokesman repeated Israel's accusation that Hamas fighters systematically use hospitals as terror hubs. He said their intelligence indicates more than 85% of Gaza medical facilities have been used by Hamas for terror operations. The Hamas-run health ministry said last week that Israeli sniper fire in the area had prevented people from evacuating, as Israel had ordered. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is set to meet Thursday with congressional leaders who want President Joe Biden to release information regarding what they call an urgent national security threat. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu has more.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson said on Wednesday would be meeting the White House National Security Advisor on Thursday, but insisted the public did not need to worry. Sources told Reuters the threat surrounds Russian nuclear capabilities in space related to satellites. One of them said the issue is serious, but not related to an active capability and not a cause for panic. The issue was made public by an unusual cryptic statement released earlier in the day by Republican House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Turner, who said, quote, "I am requesting that President Biden declassify all information relating to this threat." National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters on Wednesday he had already arranged the meeting with the four House members before Turner released his statement.
This is VOA News. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg is warning member nations of the alliance not allow a wedge to be driven between the United States and Europe. Concern is growing in Europe about the future U.S. commitment to NATO should former U.S. President Donald Trump return to office. With the war in Ukraine weighing on its resources, European leaders agree they should do more without relying on the U.S. Stoltenberg Wednesday welcomed the European drive, but warned we should not pursue any path that indicates we're trying to divide Europe from North America. Talk has even surfaced in recent weeks about Europe developing its own nuclear umbrella, but Stoltenberg said NATO's nuclear deterrence works and we should not do anything to undermine that. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Albania Thursday to reaffirm relations with a key partner in the Balkans and an ally in supporting Ukraine's fight against Russia's full-scale invasion. U.S. officials said Blinken will meet with top officials and focus on the future of the Western Balkans as Albania and its neighbors seek to join the European Union. Authorities in Kansas City, Missouri, say at least 8 children among 22 people who were hit by gunfire in a shooting at the conclusion of the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade on Wednesday. Police said one person was killed in the shooting, radio station KKFI DJ Lisa Lopez. Social media users posted shocking video of police running through a crowded scene as people in attendance hurriedly scrambled for cover. Other social media posts show fans tackling a suspect as he ran through the crowd. Kansas City Police Chief Stacey Graves said some arrests have been made.
We do have 3 persons detained and under investigation for today's incident. We are working to determine if one of the 3 are the one that was in that video where fans assisted police.
Kansas City Chiefs officials said players and coaches were on buses and returning to Arrowhead Stadium when the shooting occurred. Meanwhile, 3 police officers were shot trying to make an animal cruelty arrest that touched off an hours-long standoff in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Associated Press correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The standoff started Wednesday morning as officers attempted to make an arrest on an animal cruelty warrant, but the suspect refused to leave his home. As officers tried to get inside, the suspect, 46-year-old Julius James, opened fire. James barricaded himself inside his home in the southeast part of Washington, D.C., and continued to sporadically fire shots. Hours later, James was arrested on suspicion of cruelty to animals. He's also expected to face additional charges related to the shooting. The officers shot were hospitalized and are expected to recover from their gunshot wounds. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.